Benedict's motu proprio, relaxing restrictions on celebrating the Latin Mass, went into effect on Friday. The Summorum Pontificum allows priests to celebrate the Latin Mass as it used to be performed according to the old 1962 Roman Missal, that is, before the reforms implemented by the Second Vatican Council in 1970 introduced the new rite in the vernacular that we are all familiar with today. That said, it's important to note that the 1962 rite was never abolished, but now it will be easier to participate in an old rite Latin Mass. Under the Pope's motu proprio, in fact, any group of the faithful who wishes to attend the so-called Tridentine liturgy can ask their priest to celebrate the Mass. The difference is he will no longer have to seek his bishop's permission to do so. One exception to that old rule was allowed in England and Wales, where back in 1971, Catholic bishops were given special papal permission to celebrate the Tridentine Mass. Catholic churches across the country have been regularly celebrating the old rite ever since. Westminster Cathedral in London, in fact, offers celebrations of the Tridentine Mass twice a month. The cathedral's administrator, Monsignor Mark Langham, spoke to Susie Hodges, who asked him if the Tridentine Mass has become more popular since the Pope issued his motu proprio.
There hasn't been a great change, really, because we have quite a good provision in the cathedral and in the diocese for the Tridentine Mass, with twice monthly masses here. I think people feel more part of the mainstream, but I'm very much waiting to hear from people, and if they make a request for the Tridentine Mass, if they're regular members of our congregation, then we're very happy to respond to that in the spirit of the Holy Father's motu proprio.
But up to now, has the Tridentine Mass been well attended by people? Is it popular, as far as you can tell, at least amongst the people who are attached to this old rite?
It is popular, very popular. There's a faithful group who have a great love and affection for the Tridentine Mass. It's not a huge group. I'd say it varies between 20 and 40 that we get for our masses each month. It may grow, but I'm ready to wait and see. And if there is a greater need for it, then we'll respond to that.
You talked about between 20 and 40 people on average attending the Tridentine Mass. How does that compare to attendance for the new rite?
Well, our Sunday masses that we have here would be vastly more people, 600 or 700 up to 1,000 at our regular masses. So it isn't a large part of our congregation. But I'm very keen that we cater for them and respond to their pastoral need. They're a faithful group.
All the same, it does seem that on the basis of the figures you've been telling me, that it is still quite a small minority who are attached to the old rite.
In our experience, yes, that's so. There are 8 other churches in our diocese that celebrate the Tridentine Mass regularly, so the numbers are not negligible. But in terms of our pastoral provision, it isn't a large group. And the Holy Father himself does make the point that provision of the Tridentine Mass must be harmoniously reconciled with the pastoral care we give to the parish as a whole. So we would see it as part of the provision that we provide for many smaller groups in the cathedral community.
Any particular interesting feedback from the faithful, you know, after the motu proprio was announced?
Yes, a lot of response. I think people in general are very happy, very delighted. Those who are attached with great affection to the Tridentine Mass have been very, very happy. And I think it's a feeling that they are recognized as part of the mainstream community, and that their love and desire to celebrate the Tridentine Mass is now something that can be fully acknowledged as part of the parish communities that they're in. So I think they're delighted, and I haven't had very much negative response to it at all.
John Newton is editor of the Catholic book publisher Baronius Press, the global publisher of the church-approved 1962 Latin Missal. They sell thousands of Tridentine Mass missals every year, but Newton says sales have doubled since Pope Benedict's motu proprio was announced this past July. Newton told Susie Hodges that many of his customers appear to be young people.
It's very true that most of our sales are via the internet, and certainly the feedback that we get from customers does seem to suggest to us very strongly that a great number of our customers are of the generation that was born after the council.
And how did you feel personally when Pope Benedict passed his motu proprio on this?
Personally, I was absolutely elated. I think this could potentially transform the quality of liturgy in the church in an absolutely unprecedented way.
Do you yourself attend celebrations of the Tridentine Mass?
I usually attend the current rite, the missal authorised by Paul VI, at my local parish as a matter of course. But if I'm up in London, I usually do try and make it to one of the various weekday celebrations of the old Latin Mass which are available.
And when you go to celebrations of the Tridentine Mass, say during your visits to London, do you notice the age group or the ethnicity of the people attending the Mass?
Yes. And what surprises me is that it's a very mixed congregation. For example, I remember attending the Easter celebrations at Corpus Christi in Covent Garden last year. And in terms of ethnicity, it was a very mixed congregation. In terms of age range, most of the people attending appear to be of my generation, between 18 and 35. So it's not the sort of white, middle-class, elderly congregation that you might necessarily presume is attending these sorts of masses.
Now, you say that you attend normally the new rite, but mm-hmm. what is it that you particularly like about the old rite? And if it were more readily available, would you tend to prefer that, or do you just like to sort of enjoy both?
That's a good question. Certainly, I think that the older missal is very beautiful, it's very reverent, and certain features such as the silent canon give it a much more meditative sense than the new rite. And if the old rite was available locally, I certainly would attend that a lot more frequently than I do. I'm not sure I'd exclusively attend the old rite, because I suppose having grown up with the new rite, I'm very fond of that as well. But yes, I certainly do feel that the old rite has an awful lot to offer in terms of worship.
And do you think it will, you know, even though it's still going to remain the preference of a minority of the faithful, that it will slowly but gradually increase in popularity now?
I think it will.
John Newton there is editor of the Catholic book publisher Baronius Press. He was speaking to my colleague Susie Hodges.